Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lo. Make it do what it do. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of Balling with the Doc. I'm excited because Balling with the Doc is a sports talk show that has fat swag. Truly have a chance to present to you some thoughts in regards to historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics throughout the country. We also include the Power of Five, to make sure we touch on all levels, including the group of five. So truly, it's exciting to be here before you. Again, Balling with the Doc, and I'm the Doc. It's a sports talk show with swag. This system way of assessing good. That's what the swag is all about. The call-in number to be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Let me repeat it, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location, then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on Balling with the Doc. We have an exciting title for our show today, which is We Are Champions. And we're in the football season. We're full-fledged in 4 weeks and sometime with your situation with your high school, 3 weeks in the level of a college, 4 weeks and 5 weeks. And in our middle school, we're in our third week. In our professional, we're in our third week. We also want you to be able to check us and view on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WVSW Internet Talk Radio. You can tweet the show at BallingDoc, at WVSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma with the underscore 10, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. You also have an opportunity to kind of check us out by going to LinkedIn. We post a lot of things on there so you can be a part of it. Even our on-demand episode, how you can connect with us. We're so glad to have that chance to do that. See, Balling with the Doc is also being aired on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. Instagram, we have President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. And also, we're part with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Tape of Greenville, Alabama. And we work with them on their Instagram channel. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're also on Tumblr Live. You can catch us at Dr. Lo Smith - blog. Our on-demand episode, like I mentioned earlier, aired on WVSW Radio. Go to the web link. You can check out all the episodes that we have. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Instagram. We also post them on TikTok, as well as making sure we get all of this available on the various outlets that's available in social media. Because we were using it all. We want to use it all. We want to interact. I want to thank each and every one of those individuals joining us at this point. Spartan, we have Spartan 89 joining us. And that's Lupec _ sports _ Indy, along with, I'm trying to see, Ara, and it looks like Reese, and Robin that's joining us. Truly, thank you. And 1993_Sigma. Remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So truly, we thank you for taking time to be a part of this, my frat brother. Thank you so much. That 1993_Sigma. Let's look at exactly how we can offer you opportunities to really branch out and be a part of where we are. You leave this country. We are in 40 countries. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We have listeners and watchers in 40 countries. That's including the United States. And if you allow me to stand up just a second so I can get us back on Tumblr, because we got a call to come in. Sometime we have to make the adjustment and see can we get it back up. It actually went off. We're going to go live. Look like I want to act up today. All right. Give me a chance. Okay, we'll start that live. And hopefully whoever that was trying to call in, I think I saw who it was, I'll give them a call back. We want you to understand that in the 40 countries, we're excited because we was on every continent east of the United States or the North American continent. Now we move to the south part of this world. That's South America and Brazil. So we're excited. That's on all of the continents. We truly thank you. So we have 40 countries of listeners and watchers. So it is exciting to be able to come before you in this manner. We are an interactive radio station that use all the social media to get the word out. Also, we ask you to register. We need you really to register for WBSW Radio Giveaways. We need to send your name along with a means of transaction. We have four means. And you ask, why do I need to send my means of transaction? Because what we do, we attach it with your name, put it in a raffle, and it'll be there because we give away what we call love offerings and cash donations to various people. You can use these means of transaction. It's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, and at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So send it to me with your name. If you're on one of the sites today, type in your name if you want to be a part of the raffle. Now you say, what are your giveaways? What are you raffling? So far, as of the 21st month, since we started giving away raffles on prizes on a consistent basis, we've been giving away 15 hotel stays all over the United States and south of the United States. So we're excited. You have an opportunity to win 5-night, 6-day trip or a minimum of 3 nights and 4 nights, 4-day trip. You also get a chance to go to, if we're raffling off Hawaii, which we have already raffling off Nashville, Cancun, Mexico. We pay for the hotel. You can figure out how you're going to get there. Also, Atlanta. But coming up with our anniversary on the 27th of this month, which is September the 27th, we'll be in existence for 6 years, and we'll be giving away 3 trips that night, meaning giving away the hotel stay for 3. That will be international. We're pushing and raffling off Paris, France, 5 nights and 6 days. Dubai, 5 nights and 6 days. Bali, 5 nights and 6 days. So get your name in. If you want to include your means of transaction, we will make sure we put it in our raffle tool, and we will raffle it off. And if your name come up, you have an opportunity to activate that and take that trip when you want to try. Give a shout out to Nikki Nicole. Thank you so much for joining us, Nikki, being a part of what we're trying to do in regards to being interactive. We're excited because WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're the first organization to put all the social media together and broadcast from them. So we're really thankful for the opportunity to do this. Our title for tonight's show is we're champions. I want you to think about it. We're now in football season. We're also completing the WNBA. They're in the playoff now. And we have our soccer world games going on. We have so many things going on that leads us to a championship. We want to talk about exactly the swag. Talk about the important things that's out there dealing with balling with the Doc. And we truly want to thank you for joining us. We want you to be a part of the show again. We're going to give you that number right quick. You can call in or you can type in your comments because we're interactive. We want to know exactly who you are. Type in. And if you want to be part of the raffle, just put my name in the raffle. I'll be fine to write it down and make sure we have it available. We truly want you to be a part of this because it's interactive. So take an opportunity and think about some of the topics on our format. It's dealing with We Are Champions. Let me take this opportunity to give a shout out to several others that's joining us. You have Dick, it's DIC, Pressed Millennium, DC Press Millennium, Francis 1968, Cater Boy, thank you for joining us, being a part of it so far, and they're joining as we move in. We had E.E. Renee joining us on our other setup. Thank you so much for taking time. We're a champion. And we're going to start off with the Historical Black Colleges and University, which is the HBCU storyline. This is the Road to Atlanta 2023. And this road will consist of the winners from the two major Historical Black Colleges and University Conference, which is Athletic Conference, who was represented last year by Jackson State University. We had the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, called the MEAC, was represented by, if I remember, was it North Carolina Central? You had North Carolina Central, who was the one that was representing the MEAC. And the champion of last year, Black College National Championship, was North Carolina Central. We give a shout out to those brothers down on the Gulf Coast. And Ashton, they said, Mississippi, Gulf Coast Sigma, we give you a wave. Thank you, brother. And those are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We also have Mike Chill. Thank you so much for joining us. And as we talk about the road to Atlanta, it started on ground zero, or week zero, when you had the competition between Jackson State University in South Carolina State University in Atlanta on that 26th of August. To lead us where we're in week four now. And we always try to look at the power rankings dealing with these historical black college and university football conferences. We're going to slowly go down the power ranking. It changed from week to week. So we try to make sure we get it every 2 weeks. And number one, and still preseason ranked number one and going through the season so far, is North Carolina Central University. They are ranked number one. Ranked number two, those Rattlers down in Tallahassee, Florida A&M University. Ranked number three, Tennessee State University is ranked number three. Number four, Jackson State University. Even with two losses, Jackson State is still ranked in the top four. Ranked number five, Hampton University out of Virginia. Number six, Alcorn State University out of the great state of Mississippi University. Number eight is out of the great state of Texas, Prairie View A&M University. Number nine, Howard University of Washington, D.C. Number 10, Alabama State University, who was ranked number three 2 weeks ago and lost to Miles College, which is a Division II historical black college and university in the state of Alabama, and they dropped down to number 10. Number 11, Southern was ranked up there number 4. But they had a struggle with Alabama A&M University, and they dropped down to number 11. Number 12 is Texas Southern University. Truly, those individuals in the state of Texas, got it, Prairie View, A&M University, and Texas Southern, the historical black colleges on the Division I-AA level, are ranked in the top 15. Number 14, who actually had on display last night, had Alabama A&M University, ranked number 13, took on Arkansas Pine Bluffs and was very successful in winning that game. And number 15, you have Bethune-Cookman, another SWAC. Bethune-Cookman University out of Daytona Beach. Go back to number 14, which is North Carolina A&T. They played North Carolina Central last week and lost, and now they dropped to 14. And number 16, because I mentioned 15, is Grambling State University out of the great state of Louisiana. So that's the top 16 teams in the historical black college and university power ranking for football, week 4. So we're glad to present those individuals to you. We want to shout out to one of our sponsors, Tristat LLC. It's a consulting firm that meets your needs. They're there to provide you support administrating a grant, whether you're a government agency, whether you're national, state, or local, or you're a nonprofit organization, or you just a 501c3 who've been awarded a grant and need help, you can use their service. You can call Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438. That's Tristat LLC. We also want to take this time to really give a shout out to one of our representatives, and it's all about getting some good food down in Georgiana, Alabama. Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm, good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Check them out at Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. You can give a call. The co-owners, that is Brother Marvin Lala Smith, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and his beautiful wife, Sara, Pastor Katrina Roper Smith, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Give them a call at 334-549-0950. Thank you so much for supporting us, Mary Ruth. We'll continue to support you and make sure we put this advertising on all of our shows. Let's talk about the Historical Black Colleges Conference game of week 3. We'll look at some of the results. Some of the teams did a little shifting from week 3 Now we'll see what they're ranking. But I'm going to use their ranking where they are now for week four. You have number 11, Southern, 20, and Alabama A&M, 13. So truly want to give a shout out. I'm sorry. Number 13, Alabama A&M, was 10. That was their finest goal. So Southern beat Alabama A&M. We had Hampton, who was ranked number 5, 35. Howard, 34. So that was an awesome game up there in the Tidewater area. You have Elon, number 27. Elon, 27. Number 14, North Carolina A&T, 3. You have number 3, Tennessee State University, 27, in Garden Well, 7. Number 6, Alcorn State University, 17, McNeese State, 3. And the must-see games coming this week that you want to put your meat in the seat in the stadium or put your meat in the seat on your calorie recliner. You have number 10, Alabama State University at Florida A&M University, who's number 2. So that's going to decide who will fall into the lead in the Eastern Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference. You have Mississippi Valley will be at number 1, North Carolina Central. Texas Southern, who's ranked number 12, will be at number 16, Grambling State University. Number 8, Prairie View, will be at number 6, Alcorn. Number 15, Bethune-Cookman College or Bethune-Cookman University at Jackson State University, UAPB. Last night played Alabama A&M, who's ranked number 13. And Alabama A&M was successful in winning the game. That's our must-see games. Looking forward to you put your meat in your seat and enjoy. Let me give a shout out for our group of individuals who joined us since then. And it says, don't do drugs. Thank you for the advertisement. My Cancer, M-F-D3M0. Join us. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We want to play another one of our ads before we start the next segment, which will be our Coach's Corner. We're going to be focusing on Power 5, Group of 5, the power rankings for the weekend, along with where the top 25 is in each of the polls. So we're going to play. If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Nothing change your mind. Not to several of the products I have. If you're interested in startup with this, this is the Coming Lavender Sea Salt. Put that in your water wherever you wash your face with, however you want to do it. Also, you have Straight Savage. Awesome smell here. You can get these items by calling Jennifer Jackson at 251-369-1344. Go to Facebook. Give her a shout. Give her a holler, whatever you want to call it. Jennifer with one N, Jackson, and Charlie's Angel. Both of those are available on Facebook. And on their group page, you can go to Soap Gems by Jackson and Gracie. Thank you all for supporting us, and thank each of our sponsors for being a part of this. Let's move to the Coach's Corner. One of the biggest things that we try to focus on the Power Five and the Group of Five is looking at Week 4 Top 25 NCAA rankings. You have from the AP poll Top 25, and I won't read all of them. I'll read up to number 15. You have Georgia ranked number one. They received 57 first place votes, a total of points of 1566. They're 3-0. You have Michigan, who's ranked number two, and they received 2 first place votes, 3-0. Texas, who's ranked number three after the big win over Alabama. They're ranked number three. They received 3 first place votes. Florida State, who ranked number four, received 1 first place vote. And all of these are 3-0. USC is number five. Number six is Ohio State. Number seven is Penn State. Number eight is University of Washington. Number nine is Notre Dame. Number 10 is Oregon. Number 11 is Utah. Number 12 is Louisiana State University. Number 13 is the University of Alabama. And number 14, Oregon State. And number 15, Ole Miss. And we'll throw Oklahoma in there, and they got them ranked at number 16. So those are the AP Top 16. The American Federation of Coaching Association, the coaches poll, we have the same setup, but we'll move forth and share with you. Georgia's number one. Michigan is number two. Florida State is number three. Ohio State is number four. USC is number five. Texas is number six. Penn State is number seven. University of Washington is number eight. Number nine is Notre Dame. Number 10 is Utah. Number 11 is Oregon. Number 12 is Alabama. Number 13 is LSU. Number 15 is Oklahoma. Number 15 is Oregon State. And number 16 is Ole Miss. In the LCS coaching poll, I want to give a shout out to the LCS. You have ranked number one, South Dakota State, with 26 of the first place votes, which is all of them. You have North Dakota State ranked number two. Montana State is ranked number three, and Montana is 2-1. North and South Dakota State is 3-0. Number four is Sacramento State, 3-0. William and Mary is number five. Holy Cross is number six. Furman is number seven. Weber State is number eight. Incarnation Word is number nine. Idaho is number 10. And the only historical black college and university that's in this is two of them. You have North Carolina Central. They're ranked number 19. You have Florida A&M University ranked 23rd. Also in the poll of Division II, you have Farrell State received 23 first place votes at 2-1. Colorado School of Mines received 7 first place votes, and they are ranked number 2. Pittsburgh State is ranked number 3. Yeah. Ochitta Baptist is ranked number 4. Minnesota State is ranked number 5. Grand Valley State is ranked number 6. West Florida is ranked number 7. Delta State is ranked number 8. You have Bemidji State ranked number 9. You have Harding University ranked number 10. Emporia State is ranked number 11. And Slippery Rock is ranked number 12. And the historical black colleges and universities on the Division II level rank, you have Benedict College, who's ranked number 14. They're 3-0. You have Virginia Union, ranked number 15, is 3-0. You also have, and I want to make sure I see another one, that may be the last two I see on here. Thank each and every one of y'all for being supportive on Division III, because we want to call it out. We'll do the top. We'll do the top. You have number 1, North Central, 2-0. Mount Union, ranked number 2, 2-0. Wisconsin Whitewater, 3-0. Wartburg College is ranked number 4. Number 5 is Harding Simmons. It's ranked number 5, 2-0. Wisconsin River Falls, 3-0. Linfield is ranked number 7. Wheaton is ranked number 8. Trinity University out of Texas is ranked number 9. And John Hopkins is ranked number 10. We're going to look down and see if we're in, see any Division III historical black colleges and university. None are listed on here. But I do want to say on the FCS, to look over here, we want to give a shout out to Tuskegee. They received 33 votes to be in the poll, but they didn't make it with the 33, but they're down as they receive votes, so they're in the hunt. You also have Virginia State, received 28 votes. You also, as I look down here, I'm trying to see if we have another one that may be all of those historical black colleges, but college within the Southeast, I'd like to give a shout out to West Georgia. West Georgia received 11 votes. So those are the polls for the levels, three levels we're looking at. And truly, we're so thankful that the polls are available. I do want to give a shout out to Division III for teaming us in this, what we call the Southeast. Huntington College in Montgomery, Alabama, received 2 votes to be recognized in the polls. So we give a shout out to each and every one of those colleges who was placed in the ranking for week 4. So as we move forward, we want to keep up with the ranking. But I want to give a shout out now to our next sponsor, because it's important that we take time to do that, because we can't pay bills. Before we go into the next segment, there's a couple things I want to touch on this on the Coach's Corner. Then I get into the high school, and we'll talk about those high schools and what they are doing in the Southeast part of the United States. This is L&T Stallworth, LLC, which is a lawn service. L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. We give a shout out to L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, out of South Central Alabama. We give a shout out to Life Blessing 1400. We give away to you. Also, we have several we want to give a shout out on our Tumblr Live. You have Jake Hackett Burger, Dangerous Painter Lady, and Breezy from the City. Breezy from the City is correct. thank you so much for joining us and taking time. Let's move forth as a Coach's Corner. Have a couple other topics we want to touch bases on. We'll first look at those games that was played in week three was must-see games. We want to give you some results. We want to give a shout-out to the University of Colorado for staying unbeaten on the Coach Primetime Sanders, Deion Sanders. They beat Colorado State, which is a ride for them, in two overtime. Final score was 43-35. That game lasted till about 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning. It may have been two in some cases. It was an interesting game. We congratulate University of Carolina University of Colorado on the Coach Primetime Sanders. Florida took charge of Tennessee early and defeated them 29-16 in the Swamp. So Florida will be a showdown in the opportunity in Jacksonville, in the Jacksonville Classic. We also want to shout out Missouri. It was one of the big upsets of the day, but it was an upset because it was the first time a ranked team, Missouri had beaten at home. Missouri beat 15-ranked Kansas, 30-27. So we give a shout out to Missouri and everybody in the community. Let me shout Jumper_Ware. They are joining us. Thank you so much. And you have K-Newt in Love joining us. Thank you for taking time for being a part. Next thing is those top performers truly of week three. We want to give a shout out to Shakur Sanders, quarterback of the University of Colorado. He have, in the last game against Colorado State in the two overtime, he threw for 38-47 passes. He connected on 38, 348 yards, and four touchdowns. They say he couldn't do it at that level, but he's doing it. Total yards as of this year is 1,252 yards. So we need to be pushing his name up there for the Heisman, and a total of 10 touchdowns. So congratulations for the top performance of the week, University of Colorado quarterback Shakur Sanders. They're 3-0, and it seemed to be rolling. Again, the biggest upset I mentioned where we have Florida who beat Tennessee 29-16 in the Swamp, and Missouri beat, again, 15 Kansas State 30-27. Our next phase in of our format is to talk about why Colorado is having so much success this season in comparison to last year. Last year, they only won one game. So far, they have won three games and then beat major opponents. You ask the question, why are they having so much success? Sometimes when you bring a new culture into play in a program, bring in some athletes. And one of your key positions always, if you want to start a program, is have a quarterback who's willing to put the work in. So we have recognized Shakur Sanders 3 weeks in a row, and they are very instrumental in being a contender to win the Pac-12 and possibly get into the playoff, 14 playoffs. So we give a shout out to Wise Carter. That's why, because they have a new culture, have a coach who has that confidence. And he said, when you see him, you may think it's arrogant. It's just confidence. And when you smell it, smell, confidence does smell. You don't have to see it all the time. You can see it. So in comparison to last year, they kind of laid down a little bit and talking about the University of Colorado, but this year they're playing at a very high level, and we want to congratulate them so far for being 3-0 and winning. The next question that we had in our topic we want to talk about, discuss why Alabama football 2023 is falling. See, they are 2-1 and then played like literally crap in the first three games. They lost to Texas, and then they came back and just flip-flop, rolled around against University of South Florida. And coaches not able to make a decision who's going to be the quarterback, but the decision hasn't made. they're going to stick with Melrose and the point is we're going to stick with him and work our way through whatever we need instead of making all these changes. I was telling my nephew and a few other friends that it was an experiment being used last week. Since a lot of time when you keep that same quarterback and he's struggling, first thing, your fans, they love your second-string quarterback. So, in essence, they played the second-string quarterback. He didn't have any success. They went to the third-string quarterback. They won the game, but they didn't have no success. Now, they're falling not because of the lack of the quarterback play. Their offensive line is atrocious. They need to get better. Their defensive line can hold up as long as you know they can, and most of the time in the first half against Texas, they played a lot better game this past game against South Florida, in which they had four sacks and a lot of hurries. So that's upgrading a little bit. But that is the reason why they're falling. It's not that everybody just have the same amount of talent. I just think that they need to get into a positive attitude and they begin to play as one. They can then be successful. We'll look at the must-see games coming up in week three, and it's important that you focus on some of these games. Put your meat. This is probably the best weekend we're going to have coming up week four. You have LSU, ranked number 14. I'm sorry, results. These are results before you see the must-see. Results for last weekend. Number 14, LSU, 41. Mississippi State, 14. South Carolina, 14. Number one, Georgia, 24. They kind of waddled around as well, Georgia against South Carolina. Number three, Florida State, another team waddled around. 31 in Boston College, 29. Boston College coaches, I felt I watched the game to make decisions to take advantage of what they have. Sometimes we can hunt. You should just go with it because you never know. Because if you kick the extra point, yeah, they missed one. And they kick another one. Yeah, they're going to be one out of the situation. But in that case, they most likely would have been a tied or ahead if they would have stayed on the track or not hunting points. Number seven, Penn State, 30, and Illinois, 13. A Big Ten game. Now, the must-see game this weekend. I say it's one of the best college weekends of the year. You have number 17, Ole Miss, at number 12, Alabama, number four, Florida State at Clemson. It's the first time Clemson been out of the poll in a long time. But they're fighting to get back now. Number 22, UCLA at number 11, Utah. Auburn at Texas A&M. Number three, Texas at Baylor, which will be a burn burner. Number six, Ohio State. At number 9, Notre Dame. Number 24, Iowa. At number 7, Penn State. We can't ask for a better weekend. We want to have a competitive game. We'll have it this weekend. So put your meat in the seat of the stadium or put your meat in the seat of the recliner or the chair or the couch and watch some football this weekend. So we are champions. It's the title of Balling with the Doc. And we truly accept the opportunity to bring this to you. In our last session, we'll be dealing with high school storyline. And we'll talk about each one of the states. But before we do that, we want to allow another one of our sponsors to speak and share with you what they have going on. This is Mr. William Scott. I wanted to share that. I've been talking about him. I wanted to share what he had here in regards to TriStat LLC.
If you decide to start a business, whether it's Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, financial solution, credit recovery, or just a startup company, you need capital, you need a loan. You need to know how to apply for this loan. Call William Scott at 334-320-5438.
William Scott and some of the things he's doing in TriStat LLC. He'll be an author. I'm saying not, he can be an author, but he'll be the administrator to help you with your grant where you've been awarded. They'll also be there to put you in a position where you can find some capital. Just give them a call at 334 320-543. That's Mr. William Scott with Tri-Stat LLC. Just another division of Tri-Stat. So we truly want to give them that shout out and let you know they're doing some awesome things over there at Tri-Stat LLC. Let's talk about the high school. It's important that we focus on the high school because their storyline is just important. They are now high school, but tomorrow college player and possibly in the future professional player. We'll start off with the National High School Power Football Ranking in week three. Match prep start at number one, Modern Day out of California. Bishop Gorman, Las Vegas. IMG Academy out of Bradenton, Florida. Central High down in Miami, they rank number four. Chaminade Madonna, again, out of Fort Lauderdale, ranked number five. Buford out of Georgia, the state of Georgia. Duncanville is ranked number seven. North Shores out of Houston is ranked number eight. Number nine is Kahuku. Joining us, Kahuku. And number 10, St. John Bosco. Joining us. Thank you so much out of that Northeast Atlantic coast there. Those are the top 10 in the national ranking of high school during week three. Brought to you by Max Prep. We're glad to have it. Now let's look at the Alabama High School Athletic Association week three games along with the ranking. Ranked number one, you have Saarland taking on Robertsdale. Ranked number two, Central of Phoenix City taking on Jag, formerly Jeff Davis. And last night they played that game, and the game final score, Central was 55. Jag, which is former Jefferson Davis High School, zero. Number three, Thompson taking on Chelsea. We have Vestavia Hill, number four, taking on Spain Park. Clay Chalkville will be taking on Center Point up there in Birmingham. Hillcrest in Tuscaloosa will be taking on Brookwood. Both of them are in Tuscaloosa County. Auburn, ranked number seven, taking on Percy Julius, formerly Lee of Montgomery, Lee High School in Montgomery. We don't have a number nine, but we have a game that will be played tonight locally in Montgomery, Alabama. You have Park Crossing will be taking on Cindy Lanier tonight in Crampton Bowl. So it's an awesome game. They're going to really decide on who will be nudging in that second and that third place. Because at this time, we have Pike Road and Carver battling for first and second. And who's going to get that third slot? That's what they're fighting for. So check out that game if you're in Montgomery. Go to Crampton Bowl. And it's an awesome opportunity. In the state of Florida, they're ranking through week four. You have IMG Academy. Number two, Chaminade Madonna. Number three, Central. Number four, St. Thomas Aquinas. Number five, Northern out of Miami. Number six, Columbus. Number seven, American Heritage down in Fort Lauderdale. Out of the state of Georgia. We just mentioned in the national ranking, Buford, this is week four games. Up to week four, you have Mill Creek at number two, Walton at number three. You have Langston Hughes out of the Metro Atlanta area, number four, Colquitt County, South Georgia. Carrington, number six. In the South Carolina High School League, you have number one, Northwestern, number two, South Florence, number three, James F. Burness, number five, Irmo, number five, Somerville, number six, Hillcrest. That's the top six in the great state of South Carolina. Tennessee High School Athletic Association Power Ranking. McCall, it'd be McCauley, Baylor, Lipscomb Academy, Memphis University High, West High School, who is ranked number 9. In the Mississippi High School Power Ranking, Tupelo, ranked number 1. Oak Grove is ranked number 2. Louisville is ranked number 3. Madison Central is ranked number 4. Pecase ranked number 6. Sorry, 5. Number 6, Starkville, out of the great state of Mississippi. Arkansas High School Athletic Association. So you're going to give the southeastern part of the United States. Parkview High School. Brent High School. Conway High School, Pulaski Academy, and number 5 is Fayetteville. Louisiana High School Athletic Association, Edna Carr ranked number 1, John Curtis Christian ranked number 2, Lafayette Christian Academy, Thomas Moore is ranked number 4, Warren Eaton is ranked number 5, and Ruston is ranked number 6. That is the high school ranking for the southeastern part of the United States. And as we get ready to close out, we want to truly, truly play our last sponsor. We want to give a shout out to Big Silk, 06, member Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, Fred, for joining us. That's Big Silk. Thank you for taking time and supporting us in what we're doing. We also want to give a shout out to Warm Chin FCB joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of it. And as we close out our last advertisement, we'll give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama, the chapter that said, "We are the one that lead and everybody else follow." The most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Chapter Greenville, Alabama. They said they lead, never follow. The most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Check those brothers out. They'll be tailgating on the 30th at Alabama State University. And also on the 7th, they'll be tailgating. Find them because they will be post up over there by the annex. And come check them out in spot 40 and 41. Come support the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we look to make things happen again. So we'll see you on the 30th and the 7th. Come check those brothers out, along with the Blue and White family and friend. It is truly a great opportunity to come before you. This is a big weekend because it's going to be going down this weekend. And I want you to get yourself in the right mindset to watch some football. Support your team. We need you to do that. Put your meat in the seat. If not, put your meat in your chair or your recliner or your sofa and support your team. We're champion. It's the title of Balling with the Doc. And Dr. Lorena D. Smith is excited as I present this. But we do want you to remember next week is a very important week for WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1. It is, I will call it, our anniversary week. We got several shows planned. We're going to kind of switch something around. We'll probably do a show on Monday, and we're going to be straight talk, no chaser. And we'll try to come and get that early around 5:30. We're looking to do it on Friday, but we'll do it then because, you know, the week is slowly going out. Now, on Friday, it's the 27th. That is our six-year anniversary. We're going to be giving away. We're just going to come on the air and talk a little bit, give away these, wrap off these trips. So send us your name along with a means of transaction. We're also going to have gift cards. We're going to have gas vouchers, food vouchers. We're going to have books that we purchased from the authors who've been on the show. And we're going to give that out. We're going to just have a day of giveaways. So be here or be square, like they said. It has been exciting coming for you. I want to tell you I truly love you. Give a shout out to Miss Silver, number one. We're going to give you a wave, Miss Silver. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. I'm trying to see if we had any more add-ons. We want to tell you I love you so much. We couldn't do this without you. We couldn't have 40 countries of listeners and watchers without you. So we thank you for taking time. If you are interested in registering for our giveaways, you can email me at lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. That's again, Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A-D, which is David. It's D, it's not David, but it's D. Smith, S-M-I-T-H, 15@gmail.com. Check us out. Send your name along with a means to or a transaction, which is Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, and we will put you in the raffle. If you don't send a means of transaction, it's fine. Just send your name because we want you to get some of these prizes that we have here, some of the gifts we're giving away during our anniversary week. It'll be 6 years on the 27th. God has been so good and blessed. We started off with one show, and we was, at the time was working a kind of part-time situation at WBMB out of Miami, an AM chapter, I mean a channel down there, and we were broadcasting with a group, Relationship Talk. We was glad to be a part of that, and we just branched out in 17 to make sure we get the word out. And that's what it is, just an interactive format. We appreciate it. If you have something that you want to share with us and you want to come on and be a guest, you can give me a call or give our station a call. That's 334-467-7261. Text us if you want to leave a message. We'll get back with you with a name and a contact number and say, I have something I want to share with you. I have a product I want to talk about. If you want to do that and you want to come on Zoom, we can set up the interview and we can do a Zoom and you can show your product. We want to be here and available. We give a shout out to Yvonne PA. Thank you so much for joining us, Yvonne, at this time. We want to again say we love you, coming from our heart. Truly we do. We know you can't do anything about it. You can accept it or not, but we still love you. On Monday, it starts our week off. We're going to have Straight Talk, No Chaser at 5:30. I wanted to just make my mind up. You made me make my mind up to do it. We're going to do it on Monday. We're going to have an exciting time. Tuesday, we'll have the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show, along with our 1 o'clock show is Dr. Lowe Neighborhood. Talk about all those issues in our neighborhood. We're going to focus on the issues in our neighborhood, block by block. And on Wednesday, we'll come back with a good chance that we have our Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. That's going to be at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. 7 o'clock for our Tuesday night show. Then Thursday, the Love Cafe. Then on Friday, we're just going to be free-birding and giving away prizes. So let's make sure you join us and be a part of this. And we're going to talk about all of our shows and where we come from, all of our co-hosts, our guests, and all those individuals who took time to support us in place of where we are. And we're so thankful. And as we get ready to close out, I want to play this because it's so important. See, it's going down. Next week, it's going down. It's been going down for 6 years. And I'm so glad to be in a position to say that to you. So let's talk about it. That's what it's all about. Share the word. Join them because next week is their anniversary. We'd like to see you punch in some stars, put in some hearts, put everything you can put in to support what we're trying to do. If you don't have your name in for the raffle of the trips we're giving away, next week we're giving away three global or international trips, Bali. We're going to give away one to Dubai and one to Paris, France. Then we have our other trips in the continental United States that we're giving away. The trips international are 5 nights, 6 days. The ones locally varies from 5 nights, 4 nights, or 3 nights. Join us because we're going to be giving away. It's going to be a bang-bang situation. We want to go into year 7 letting you know that we truly love you all. It's going down, so be with us and join us on Monday. Straight talk, no chaser.
Here we go again.
Here we go.
Ghetto Feel USA. You know I go by the name Nitty, right? I gotta introduce y'all another motherfucker at my squad, right?
Who is this nigga, man?
This nigga go by the name of
Jock.
He resides in College Park, right?
College Park, CC.
But for right now, what we gotta do for y'all? What we gonna do? We gotta give y'all a hit, huh?
Niggas in my face, damn near every day. Asking me in question like, Jock, where you stay? Till a college bar, where the chop car? Keep 20 grand, spin a grand at the bar. Just about his own, J's on my feet. I'm on the Patron, forget like me. It's a 9 cutlass with the bucket seat. Beat in my trunk, bought it just for the freak. Catch me in the hood, posted at the store. Pistol in my lap, on the phone, counting dough. If the girl choose, let her do a thing, just like a mama, night day, night brain. Everybody love me, I'm supposed to fly. Nigga throw the deuce every time I ride by. I know you wonder why, I'm so cool. Don't ask me, just do what you do. Meet me in the trail, it's going down. Meet me in the mall, it's going down. Meet me in the club, it's going down. Anywhere you meet me, guaranteed to go down. Meet me in the trail, it's going down. In the mall, it's going down. Meet me in the club, it's going down. Anywhere you meet me, guaranteed to go down. Verse number 2, do the damn thing. Shoes on my neck, pocket full of Ben frame.